Chapter 1. The Teacher. By the time Steve Belichick arrived at Hiram College of Ohio in 1946 to start a full-time career in coaching, he was already something of an all-American success story. He was a college graduate out of Pennsylvania and Ohio mill towns that had forever produced lifelong miners and factory workers, and he was an honest-to-God NFL equipment manager turned Detroit Lions fullback who had scored 3 touchdowns in 1 season before serving in World War II. But as much as anything, Belichick was the son of Croatian immigrants who had honored his uniform and his flag by being way ahead of his time and his country in matters of black and white. Belichick was an armed guard officer in the United States Navy when Samuel E. Barnes entered the officers' club one day on Okinawa and encountered a different kind of enemy within. Every white man present, except one, walked out on Barnes, who commanded a black stevedore battalion and stood among the pioneers known as the Golden 13, the first 13 African-American officers in the Navy. This was more than 2 years before Jackie Robinson made his debut at Brooklyn's Ebbets Field as baseball's first black player, and more than 9 years before Brown versus Board of Education rendered segregated schooling unconstitutional. Belichick knew that Barnes had been a 3-sport athlete at Ohio's Oberlin College, and he told Barnes that he need not worry about the walkout and that they should enjoy the empty club together. "He was one of the most unprejudiced persons I'd ever met," Barnes would say, of the white officer who befriended him that day. Barnes almost never spoke about his experiences in the war or about the white seamen who crossed the street when they saw him approaching so they wouldn't have to salute a black man. He didn't tell his daughter about his place in history until the 1970s, when she found his picture in a book on African Americans in the military and called him on it. "I'm 22 years old," Olga told him. "Why did you never speak of this?" Barnes explained that a lot of people fought in the war, and that was that. He did tell his wife about Steve Belichick's grace and dignity, and how that helped him advance from one day to the next. "They were roommates," Olga said of her father and Belichick, comparing their cross-racial bond to the one between two Chicago Bears running backs in the 1971 film Brian's Song. "The best example I can give you, though I can't say it was the same depth of friendship because they were on the same team for years, would be Gale Sayers and Brian Piccolo in the 60s, in terms of the kind of respectful relationship they had." Belichick saw a man as a man, and he had long embraced the virtues of equal opportunity and an honest day's work before showing up at Hiram after the war was done. He had accomplished so much for a 27-year-old raised in the Depression by a father, Ivan, and mother, Maria, who arrived in the United States around the turn of the century with next to nothing to their name, which was Belichick, before their daughter's first-grade teacher misspelled it and altered it forevermore. The 1920 U.S. federal census apparently listed the name as Belichick, though that is not how the family and the teacher came to spell it. In 1919, Stephen Nicholas became the youngest of 5 children born to Mary and John Belichick of Manesson, Pennsylvania, 21 miles south of Pittsburgh. The 1920 census reported that John was the 41-year-old head of the household, who had immigrated to the United States in 1901, though his petition for naturalization said he sailed from France to New York in 1900, and that his wife, Mary, had immigrated in 1905, though the 1930 census said she arrived in 1907. The great author David Halberstam wrote in his 2005 book, The Education of a Coach, that Mary arrived in America with no idea of her husband's whereabouts. John didn't know how to write, he'd never gone to school, and with her brother Nick Barkovic, went on a hunt of Croatian communities in western Pennsylvania until she found John, working for Pittsburgh Steel. The census reported that John and Mary had become American citizens in 1914, that neither could read or write, and that they lived on Grant Avenue in the 3rd Ward of Manesson. The census listed the 4 sons in descending age, Frank, Joseph, John, and Steve, but seemed to have omitted the oldest Belichick child and only daughter, Anna. 4 Croatian men aged 25 to 36 were listed as boarders and laborers in a steel mill. John was listed as a wire drawer, a thankless metalworking job that involved the use of dye to make